conversation and a little more action, please.
Hello and welcome to the 4K Blu-ray review here on the Multimedia Men Podcast Network on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Google Play, Player FM. Come look us up. We are on those. The Multimedia Men. Type in Boomstick Comics. Type in Multimedia Men. We are all there with all of our glorious shows. But this show, the 4K Blu-ray review, we talk about Blu-rays and 4Ks. We talk about them to help you decide if you want to buy these things and watch them and see them. Maybe they're good. Maybe they're not. But yeah, I'm Brian Kluger with Boomstick Comics and High Def Digest. Hello. How are you? Not so bad. Yes. So today, I mean, of course, it's Halloween. It's October-ish. it's Halloween-ish. It is October, I think. But we're not talking about horror movie today. We're talking about the movie Ocean's 8, the all-female movie that is basically Ocean's 11. And I'm probably going to get a lot of shit for this because this movie sucks. It's terrible. They shouldn't have fucking made it. And it's annoying that they made it. Even though, yes, it made a ton of fucking money. $300 million, of course. It was directed by Gary Ross. He directed Pleasantville and Seabiscuit in the first Hunger Games movie and Free State of Jones. And now he is making Ocean's 8. He made Ocean's 8. What is Ocean's 8? Yeah, you've probably have been to a movie theater, or you've seen the movie Ocean's 11, Ocean's 12, Ocean's 13, you know, with George Clooney and Brad Pitt. Group of dudes who go and rob shit, and it's fun, and it's exciting, and everything. So yeah, in this terrible climate we're in now, a lot of movies are being remade strictly for the fact that it should be all female, which is completely stupid. I'm all for movies being made with women in it. I just don't think the sole fact just to do it, and they did it terribly because it's basically the same movie, just worse. So Ocean's 8, it stars a big amount of people. Sandra Bullock, Kate Blanchett, Anne Hathaway, Sarah Paulson, and then there's like some horrible people in it, such as Mindy Kaling, Awkwafina, and Rihanna, which horrible. So the movie, yes, it starts out exactly like the other Ocean's 11's movie. Sandra Bullock plays Debbie Ocean, a brother to Danny Ocean. What's his name? George Clooney's character. She gets out of prison, like in the first movie, like in the original movies, and she met a person in prison, and they set out to get a team of chicks, and they want to rob the Met Gala, specifically a $150 million necklace. So kind of like in the original movies, you see them create the team and plan it out and everything. And then at the Met Gala, there's tons of cameos of people who are all mostly terrible and who cares to see them. And they rob the necklace and, you know, yada, yada, yada. It all turns out well. But it's the same movie, but with just women. I don't get it. And the worst thing is here is that they kill off Danny Ocean. The late Danny Ocean, George Clooney's character is dead, and we don't know why. We just hear about it. And then at the end of this movie, we see Sandra Bullock visiting Danny Ocean's grave. Oh my God. It just doesn't make sense. Why would they do this? I don't understand why we needed this movie. And I know I'm coming off as hateful. I'm not. I'm all for women in film. I just don't see the need just to make a gimmick movie like this, and where it's the same thing from start to finish. Even what they do with the ending, with everybody, you know, in a happy place, they successfully raided the diamonds and sold them, and they all got money, and they all go their separate ways. But like, one woman goes to meet a man she met on Tinder, another comes a YouTuber. I mean, this is just really terrible writing and stupid. It doesn't make sense. But you could tell, like within the first film, everybody's having a good time making the film. And even Anne Hathaway's character, who's the target with the necklace around her neck, she plays a character called Daphne Kluger. Hey, that's my name. Pretty badass. I don't think a Kluger has been a character name ever in a film, which is kind of cool. It just sucks that it's this one. But yeah, do you want to see Ocean's 8? No, because you can go see Ocean's 11, 12, or 13, and they're far superior films. And this one's just annoying. And yes, you'll see like at least two people from Ocean's 11 in this film, but it's just not done well. I just have terrible things to say about it, so I'll kind of stop. The movie itself. But let's talk about the 4K portion of this review, like the video and audio. It looks damn good. It's a great upgrade from Blu-ray, 2160p transfer, and it's just everything. I mean, it's kind of like a darker shot movie, kind of, you know, in the vein of kind of how Ocean's 11 and 12 were, except when you're kind of like at the Met Gala and there's tons of flashes and everybody's in those crazy dresses. And models and everything. So color-wise, with the high dynamic range and all that stuff and Dolby Vision, it looks excellent. Like, it enhances all those colors in that dynamic range. Blues, reds, primary colors, yellows. You'll see intricate shadows of them in layers of color everywhere that you wouldn't see normally. It really does brighten up and make the image pop better. Damn good. It's super vibrant and intense colors all around in certain scenes. Other scenes are kind of more homey and more earthy. Blues, greens, and browns type of thing. But it looks great. Detail, you'll be able to see every thread and every outfit, makeup blemishes, wrinkles, facial pores, individual hairs, stuff like that. I mean, it looks good. The black levels are deep and inky throughout. Skin tones are natural, of course. But you'll really notice at the Met Gala everything coming into play. You'll notice like those diamonds that look great here. Damn good video presentation for sure. Audio-wise, it has a Dolby Atmos soundtrack, which is quite good. It's not excellent, but it's kind of immersive in bigger scenes, especially at the Met Gala. You'll hear flashes going off, people chattering, talking, yelling. You'll hear sound effects of, you know, the necklace rattling and stuff like that, and being made and being dismantled, stuff like that, which is pretty cool. You'll hear the sounds of car engines and stuff like that have bass to it very well. I just wouldn't say it's just like totally immersive throughout the whole film. Dialogue is very clean and clear and easy to hear. The score always adds to kind of like the tension and the excitement of it all. It's a pretty decent audio mix, I would say so myself. Bonus features. What bonus features do we have here? There are 2 minutes of deleted scenes. There are only two scenes here. And they're worth it, but they're not great. It just has kind of like some dialogue between some of the characters. There's a 13-minute extra called Reimagining the Met Gala, where the director and the cast and crew talk about how they made that crazy Met Gala sequence with all the people in it. Then there is a 12-minute extra called A Heist in Heels, which the writer and the director and the costume designer and the cast talk about kind of like the wardrobe and the costumes in the film, and, you know, how each character's look became what they were. 13-minute bonus feature called Ocean's Team 3.0, and the cast and crew talk about the chemistry and individual performances and stuff like that and coming back to the picture. And then there's there's not a trailer for Ocean's 8 itself, but there is several trailers for more Warner Brothers releases here. So there is that. It comes with a 4K disc, a Blu-ray disc, and digital copy. Ocean's 8. If you're curious, give it a fucking rent for free. Netflix it. Something like that. Don't buy this movie because it's terrible. I mean, it's not the greatest for bonus features. The 4K looks good. The Dolby Atmos is okay. But no, don't do it. Don't give this movie money. We don't want them making any more of this. If they want to make more Ocean's movie, just bring back the original crew and maybe add these girls in, you know? We just don't need the gimmicky thing. Just no. So I would say not recommended.